This last weekend, we had 21 students. For those three of you who are helping me out, you can come on up now. We had 21 students. You can go ahead and roll those pictures. I think that's up next. 21 students went up to Spring Hill Camp in Everett, north of Everett, Michigan, for one of our winter retreats. I had five adults with me, well, myself, Emily, Beth Harris, Amy Gabriel, and Amy Lentz went with me as well. We went up for one of their teen retreats. There were over 900 people there in attendance just for the retreat, and they had over 100 people staff, many of them volunteers. So it was a fantastic weekend. We've got a bunch of pictures. Those were on Facebook, so I figure they're fair game. I didn't ask permission. So sorry, Allie, you can hate me for that. But a bunch of crazy games going on there. We had broom ball. Unfortunately, we really didn't have any ice for it, but we had sessions, four different sessions, three different small group times. A guy named Mark Ostreicher was our speaker. A gentleman named Lee Rossler was leading worship. This is a picture from the back of the auditorium off my phone, so I don't really know how well that pops up. But I've got three students here. We've got Abby, Allie, and John are going to come up and just talk a little bit with us about how Spring Hill has impacted their life. Abby, you're up first. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You're going to need to use the microphone, so come on up here, up onto the stage, our well-carpeted stage. So Abby, tell us about how Spring Hill has impacted your life.
You can hold the mic.
Okay. Spring Hill was a lot of fun. I think that the biggest thing that impacted my life was the band, because the songs that they played were really meaningful and they had a lot of talent, and I just think the band was really cool and they brought everyone together and closer, and yeah, I think that was cool. And I think that, like, how God spoke to me was that sometimes you'll have problems in your life and you can't solve them on your own, and you have to have him guide you through them and just, like, you know, let him help you through it. And I think he was really speaking to me through that, just we can't do everything on our own. And I think that everyone made new friends or became better friends. I think it brought everyone closer, and we all kind of helped each other get through just stuff through the weekend, and it was just a lot of fun. And I think Spring Hill, anyone who's looking for getting into a new relationship with God or strengthening their relationship with God should definitely consider going to Spring Hill.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Abby. Come on up, John. We're going to do a little interview style. This is John Tesner. John, tell us, what was your favorite part about Spring Hill?
Probably the sessions, because the band was really good. And Marco was, like, really funny, and he had a bunch of stories that made us all laugh. And they really adjusted to a teenager's style of learning. So,
awesome. Now, tell me, we had talked a little bit about this. Was there anything that you were worried about in going to Spring Hill?
I was worried that I wasn't really going to fit in with everybody else, but once I actually got there and actually got to know everybody else that I was around, then I actually figured out that I actually fit in pretty well.
Cool, cool. Hey, one more question. What do you feel like you learned at Spring Hill, both about yourself and about God?
I learned that no matter what situation you're going through, you can, like, always turn to God to help you out, and that he's always there by your side. And he will get you out of any situation in your life.
Awesome. Thank you so much, John. Allie's going to come up. Would you do that face for us? Okay, I didn't think you would, but I figured I'd ask. All right, Allie, tell us, what was your favorite part about Spring Hill and why?
You can hold it. Okay. I liked the sessions and the small group. I liked the sessions a lot because the band and the speaker all, like, I could tell they really tried to connect to us, and it worked. And that brought all of us closer. And then small groups especially. I know the guys probably weren't that serious, but but the girls...
John, I appreciate that.
I know you probably were, but... But the girls, we were all crying and stuff, but it felt really good to, like, let everything out, and it was a time of bonding and stuff, and it Awesome. Yeah.
A couple more questions. What do you feel like you learned about yourself and about God this weekend?
I learned that sometimes I may have to stand alone for God, even if no one else stands with me, and that God just, he was trying to speak to me this weekend. And
cool. One more. If you next year were talking with a friend and trying to convince them, hey, you should go to Spring Hill with me, what would you say?
I would tell them that if you want a better relationship with God, then that's definitely the place to go, and it will work no matter what. And it's a lot of fun, too. And I don't know, it's really good for teens, and yeah.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much. I want to thank you for praying. That I know there were a lot of you that were praying for your students, both as parents and just as members of this church. We get up here not just to embarrass them and show funny pictures and make them feel awkward for talking in front of a bunch of people, but because it's so important that we hear from each other what God is doing in our lives. And I thank you for the opportunity to get to minister and love on your kids. Can I pray for us real quick and we will continue in worship? God, we thank you that you are a God who loves to speak to us, who loves to meet with us and encounter us in unexpected ways, that you are a God who we can trust to always come alongside us, like John said, that sometimes we know that you call us to stand alone, but we know that you are with us no matter what. God, I thank you for these students and for the adults that went with me and for how you have touched us and have spoken to us and what you are doing in our lives, and I thank you for that. And God, we ask for your tangible presence as we continue in worship this morning. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.